Home Care, this is Shanda. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Family First?
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I have a friend of mine who is now bedridden. She has Medicare. She doesn't have Medicaid. Can she qualify for your service?
Yes. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
oh,
I can check her. If she qualifies, then we can help her enroll in Medicaid. It's a Medicaid funded program, but we can help her enroll in Medicaid.
She doesn't qualify for Medicaid.
Oh, you know why? Like she has.
She's already attempted to do that, and she doesn't qualify.
Maybe she changed. When did she try? Was it recently?
Excuse me?
When did
I'm
she
sorry?
Try to apply? Was it recently?
Yes.
And they denied?
They denied her.
Oh.
Because she makes
so
too much money.
How much is her income monthly?
I think it's like $2,000. It might be more than that. It might be $4,000. But I'm
so
definitely sure.
It depends on her income.
So if it's $4,000, what can you do?
Then she wouldn't qualify. And only option is out of pocket, private pay.
Yeah, that's what I told her. She needs home health care badly. I mean, I wash her up. I do her laundry. I feed her.
Mm-hmm.
I clean her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I also
right.
run errands.
Well, that would be perfect for her. Yeah. Do you want to ask her again regarding, like, her income? Do you know also if she has any assets, like owning a house or car?
Say that again?
Do you know if she has any assets, like owning a house or a car?
She does have a car.
Do you know how much it is worth?
Oh, it's worth over $25,000.
Uh-huh. So... Yeah, I'm not sure. If you want to try again to have her apply for Medicaid, then we can do that.
She's not going to qualify for Medicaid. So that's a no-end situation.
So
she's not going to qualify.
Only if she is interested in private pay.
Okay, and what is private pay? About how much would that cost her a month?
It depends how many hours a week. We pay weekly, so... It depends how many hours a week. I would be probably around 30 an hour.
30 an hour?
Yeah.
Wow. And I spend at least about 2 hours a day with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about $60 a day.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to have two people on there as a caregiver. And... Can her caregivers be people other than family? Can it be also a friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she wants to employ her nephew and me. And her nephew, of course, is family, and I'm a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically the one that provides the most service. Right now, there is no compensation. I'm using a car to run her errands and to transport back and forth to her with the laundry. And I do the laundry. So I don't know. Me and the son will have to split the hours, but wow. Okay, so I have to ask her. I don't know if she can do that because she's trying to make up on back bills. Oh, this is terrible. This is like a nightmare. Because then I have to try and process her paperwork. And she's bedridden. She can't move. She can't get out or do anything. Fortunately, I think we've been able to get her back. So I'm going to have to call a case manager and figure out how to do this because it's really complicated.
Mm-hmm. You want to take my direct number down just in case, like, anything changes? You want to call me back?
Nothing's going to change. Our income's going to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
So because she's already... past retirement age to qualify for her benefits. So she's getting the benefits, you know, from Social Security. And that's the amount that she gets is not changing. This is constant. So with that income and the car, which is part of her expenses now, I don't know how she's going to qualify if they include the car, you know, because the car is needed to handle some of the services that she needs done. Because I even go to the bank and make her deposits. Like I said, I do everything. and there's no additional compensation. I'm just voluntarily doing this, and I've been doing it for over a year. And I'm getting kind of overwhelmed because I need to go to work and support myself. So, wow, this just sounds complicated. So, yeah, I'll take your direct number. Let me see.
Yeah, and if
Hold
maybe
on,
you know anyone else that needs
paper.
services, they can reach out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get a piece of paper here. What is this? This is so fine. Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, my number is 267-551-7427.
7-4. Hold on a second. I need my glasses. Okay, can you repeat that number again?
Sure. 267.
267.
551.
551.
7427.
7427. Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Shindel.
Shindel.
Mm-hmm.
Shendell.
Shaindel.
You said Shindel?
Yeah.
Okay. Shindel. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure.
All
thank
right,
you
I'll
calling.
Call you back. All right, thank you
yeah.
too. Have a great one.
Okay. You too. Bye.